Now, some of you may be here this morning and say, I don't believe what he said. Well, that's your privilege. But I want to tell you one thing. You better learn to let go of the rudder and let him control your life. I'd rather him control my life than giving an account to the hierarchy and letting men and religion control me. I want to tell you, there's a bunch out there trying to tell you what you ought to do and what you ought not to do. You better listen to the Holy Ghost, and you better read the Word of God. I'm glad he'll fill you. Boy, we need to get emptied of ourselves. We want to hang on. We want to be in charge. But he gets us in places somewhere that we can't handle it. We've got to give it to him. He's got to have control. I remember as a young preacher, as before me and Barbara's ever married, I always went down to her house on Sunday afternoon. I'd stay there till church time. It's in the winter, 1 January. I was running behind, and we always had prayer room at Poplar Springs, and we had prayer room in the little class, little small table, little chairs. And when I got there that night, it was slap full. I started to open the door and I bumped into somebody. And the only place I had was to get past that door and stand in the corner. Ever a little chair was full all around the room. People sitting on the table. I remember Brother Dean May testifying. He is an old chicken farmer. He said my dog wasn't doing right. Said I went to whipping that dog. And said, the Lord told me, said, why are you doing that? Said, you're worse than that dog. Said, I don't do you that way. He bent double, weeping and crying over the goodness of God in his life. Brother Ozzie Barnes, he didn't stand. He's just sitting there. He could pray a hole through to heaven every time he prayed. He went to bragging on what God had been in his life. And all of a sudden it broke out in a shout in that little old room. I remember looking up to heaven. I said, Lord, I'd really like to have a double portion of your spirit. When I said that, my knees bucked on me. I slid down that wall. I could hear my shouting, but it sounded like there's a half a mile away. God done something in my life that night. He filled me. He helped me. You say, Has he done that since? Well, sure, he's helped me. When I just get rid of myself, when I empty myself, he'll flow through you. I thank him. You can agree with that or not, but it happened in my life, and it ought to happen in your life. What we need some men of God with the Holy Ghost dripping off of their life, standing in their pulpit, preaching with authority, and telling our people what God has told us. We need to quit preaching what some other preachers told us, and we ought to go to preaching what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tom. It'll help you. It'll help you. I appreciate God's goodness this morning. Appreciate the preaching. It's helped me. Lord willing, we'll gather back here tonight.